message. See what we've got. Say it with me, those three words. I've got this. And if you're here with us for the first time, this is the way we do church. Have you talk with us a little bit. Amen? Everything will be on the screen other than crazy things I say. Amen? You can also get this message later. People are watching right now. Let's go ahead and welcome an online audience. Quite a few, several hundred this morning. Hey! Glad you're with us today. Why not go ahead and type something right now if you're watching online? Would you do that? Let us know where you're watching from. Would you do that and just maybe say an encouraging word this morning to us, to those that are running our online ministry? That's awesome. So, I've got this because you can't handle it. And buddy, I'm just like you. You probably say, no, you don't understand. You'd be surprised what's going through my crazy head. Amen? People I've wanted to choke. Amen? And I've been big enough most of my life where I could have done it. You hear me? Let's talk about it this morning. A big subject. Divine wrath, human anger, are mentioned over and over and over again in the Bible. Over and over again. Ah, it's no big deal. Well, somebody thought it was a big deal. God. Amen. In the Old Testament alone, say this with me. Old Testament alone, there are over how many? How many? Can you scream it so I can hear you? Who you hollering at? Quit it. Anyway, over 600 references to wrath and anger. It must be important. Must be a problem. Yes or no? Let's take a quick poll. How many of you had to deal with some of this and it hurt you a little bit? Yeah, I mean, you've been struggling. You've struggled over your life. You had an issue in your life with something like divine, I mean, with some wrath or some anger somewhere along the way. Amen. All right? So, but divine wrath, that word divine means God, okay? So anger is an attribute of God. Anger is an attribute of God. That's why God says, look, that's an attribute I have. Won't you let me handle this, okay? You hear me, yes or no? See, I'm holy, holy, holy. You ain't. So I can handle it, because you can't. You got it? Say. That's who he is. It's an attribute of God. In the scripture, his anger, his divine wrath, is mentioned more times than his what? It's funny because we always say, you know, well, God wouldn't do that because he's a God of love. Well, he is a God of love. But he's holy, 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 and his anger and wrath is mentioned more times than his love. Does that mean God wants to pick on you? No. He's just holy, and right is right, and wrong is wrong. Amen. Say, and the way it is the way it is. And that's who he is. Okay? So, keep looking. The Bible never, ever criticizes the anger of God. Never criticizes the anger of God. But, say that with me. It warns what? Of human anger how many times? How many times? So, God ain't the problem. Amen. Well, I can't believe God lets this stuff happen. I can't believe God did that. God ain't the problem. Crazy people are. Yes or no? People that blew up the buildings on September 11th. I can't believe God let that. Hey, these crazy lunatics, okay? Got it? Yes or no? Amen? The man who shot my mother, my stepdad, shot my mother 6 times. It wasn't God who shot my mother. It was a crazy, demon-possessed fool who shot my mama. You hear me? Yes or no? God ain't the problem. We the problem. And we can't handle some things, and this is one of them. And it gets out of control, breaks up marriages, destroys families, splits businesses. Yes or no? Amen. Our courts and our jails are full, running over with just some... A lot of this stems back to this. Amen. So, here's what the Bible says. Be not hasty in your spirit to be what? Angry. I mean, some people are just sitting dead ready. You can see them coming. Look at them. Well, that's an angry sucker right there. Look at it. It's in the, you can see it right there. And you just know certain people you can't say something to because they're sitting dead ready to jump down your throat. Amen. Bible says, don't be hasty in your spirit to be angry. Anger rests in the bosom of who? Fools. Fools, right down in there. I'm ready to be angry. I'm an angry man because I'm a tough man. No, you're a stupid man. And you're a crazy man. You hear me? Yes or no? Well, why are you calling me that? Because the Bible did. I'm just talking to you about the Bible. Amen. He that's slow to anger is better than the who? I'm big and I'm strong because I whoop your butt and I'm angry. Well, you ain't stronger than me because it says if I can handle my anger, I'm stronger than you. Amen. You might not want to tell him that though because you might get your tail kicked. I'm just saying, but anyway. He that rules his spirit can take a what? A city. Oh, yeah. So many people are quick to jump, quick to do. But you rule that spirit of yours, tell you what, you don't be surprised what you can accomplish in life. Amen? So we're just talking a little bit. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to what? Wrath. Just another word for anger and bitterness and vengeance and hatred. For the wrath of man, say that with me, say that last verse. For the wrath of man works not the what? And that's funny. Sometimes we think we can take things in our own hands and we're going to work it. We're going to do it for God. You're crazy. Amen. What are we talking about today? So, here's the question. Is there a double standard? I'm made in the image of God, the likeness of God. Is there a double standard here? God can get angry, and that's okay. But I can't. Is there a double standard going on? Why does he get to do it and I don't? Amen. Well, say these words with me really clearly. Because God is, and I am. Say that one more time because that's good for you. Because God is, and I am. Let's take a quick poll. You were angry. You dealt with it. You didn't deal with it in the right way. And later on, not only did it come to bite you in the butt, you realized maybe you were even wrong about the way you saw it. Anybody willing to put a hand up and say that was me? Oh my gosh, that's like half the audience. That's not good. And we're in church. You hear me? This is not a good place for you to go. It doesn't work out well. All right? So, we need to be very careful here. Why? With anger, with vengeance, with bitterness. It's all part of it. Because anger can turn ugly in a heartbeat. We think we can control it. We get upset. Something happens. And And before you know it, it's totally out of control. You hear me? Not a good thing. All right? So, why does that happen, Clark? Why does it turn ugly? Why does anger do this? Because we're sinners, guys. We're sinners. We're sinners. Oh, I'm a good person. Yeah, well, that's funny. You sure get mad, don't you? Isn't that hilarious? Yes or no? Hey, yes or no? No, we're sinners, all of us, and God's holy. See? We're sinners, but God's holy. Why do we get angry, and why should we stay away from this? Because we misinterpret circumstances. You ever done that? Yes or no? You ever thought something was going on and it wasn't going on? It was just you being a nut? Yes or no? Boy, I got a lot of nutty people in the house this morning. Good. Listen, see, God doesn't misinterpret a circumstance. Why don't you let him handle this? Are you getting the gist of the message just a little? We're just getting started. Because we feel threatened. We feel threatened and we react how? But see, God never feels threatened. God says, you messing with me? See, he never feels threatened ever. Why should we not get angry and let this thing mess up in our head and our life and our heart? Because we respond with what? I'm going to get even. I'm going to get back. I'm going to just go ahead and say it because I thought it. The president says it. He don't like to hit first, but if you hit him, he's going to hit you back twice as hard. All right? Now, I'm certainly not saying that's right at all, okay? But when you do that to somebody, don't be surprised if you don't get hit back twice as hard. Y'all hear me, yes or no? Amen or oh me? And then you got God also going to be kicking your tail. Not a good situation here. God responds with what kind of judgment? He doesn't respond with vindictiveness. I'm going to get even at them because, see, they did such and such. That's a lot of people's view of God. God's just waiting to hit you upside the head with a stick or something. That's not God. God's holy and righteous. God wants you to do the right thing. He wants you to love people. He wants men and boys and girls and women everywhere to be saved. That's His will for your life. He wants you to have an incredible marriage. He wants you to be a super father and mother. You hear me? That's His will for your life. He wants you to be a friend to people. Be honest. That's God's will for your life. Amen? God's not out to get you. But He is righteous. And I tell you what, He's not there to pick on us, but I'm going to tell you what, He's holy, 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 and He will flat out kick your tail. You hear me, yes or no? He can do a whole lot better job at this than we can. That's the point. Because we get emotional. That's why this thing can turn ugly. We get emotional, don't we? How many ever had your emotions just go out of control quick? Oh, my God! Boom! Well, you know it, you beat them in the face. Sorry. I mean, you know, it's crazy. We get emotional. We lose what? You ever lost control? Oh, man. God never loses control, ever. He always has it what? Together. You and me what? Don't. You okay this morning? Went to church in July and heard a crazy message on anger. It's good for you. Because we get fatigued. We get fatigued. Now, I've checked the box. I wrote the message, so I'm checking the box on all of these, okay? But this is one I checked the box on too. Get fatigued. What's that mean? Tired. That's just a fancy way of saying I'm wore out. I tell you what, get tired and I respond how? Flat out the wrong way. Amen? That's why this ain't good. We need to let God handle this stuff. Amen? You need to go to bed. You need to take a nap. Alright? Listen, God never gets what? Tired, ever. Why not let God handle this? He always responds how? How many one of your worst things ever happened to you, you were wore out when it happened? Let me see. You just act like an absolute fool. I got hands in the back going straight up quick as I do it. You know, I'm just saying something. You don't want to mess with me at this church because you got a lot of angry people to beat your tail. And you right now. Here we go. Because we get what? We get embarrassed. We get embarrassed. Somebody hurts us or says something or does something or a situation. We get embarrassed and we do what? We lash out. Well, see, God never gets embarrassed. God's big on God. Say that with me. God is big on God. He ain't big on you. Well, look at them. I'm just so big on them. Look at them. God's like, no, I'm big on me. They're a mess. I love them. My son had to give his life for us, for them, because they're pitiful. You hear me? That's the truth of the matter. Doesn't God love you? But God's not big on you and me because He sees the mess we are. Amen? But God looks at Himself and there ain't no mess. Got it? Absolute perfection. God. Never embarrassed. That's why sometimes we don't think we can come to God, I think. Because we've said things. I don't know if God will accept me because I said that. What's He going to think of me? He thinks the same thing He always thought of you. You pitiful. Amen. Say. He don't think better of you when you're like saying your sentences all in order. So, I mean, the point is we're all sinners. Amen. You've never embarrassed God. You can't embarrass God. You embarrassed yourself. Say that. I embarrassed. You embarrassed God. But I can't believe I did that. I embarrassed Jesus. Well, you ain't embarrassed Jesus. You might have grieved him, might have hurt him. Amen. Say, disappointed him. But you ain't embarrassed him because he can't be embarrassed. Did I lose you on that thought? Yes or no? He's God. So God's God, and we're not. Now, I've just laid the table here for us. It looked like you're going to go sleep on me maybe, so let's keep moving here. Here we go. That's why the Bible says, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your what? It's just a real good rule of thumb. Husbands, wives, parents with your children. You can't force a response. You can't force that. I get that. But it sure is a good rule of thumb to try to get it taken care of before you go to bed. But don't try to do it when you're so tired you're going to lash out and hit somebody. Yes or no? Amen. Justice is good. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the who. Isn't that something? The Bible says, anger, wrath, vengeance, this stuff we're talking about today. If you're not careful, you're going to pull a chair up for the devil at your table. Don't give place to the devil. Let's keep looking. So God says, say it with me, what? God is, because you can't handle it. You can't handle it. And for the first time, the title will show up. Here it is. Vengeance. I wrestled with what to call it. Anger. Bitterness. Getting even. Vengeance. I just chose that word because that word's got a lot of that in it. Amen. Say. You don't take vengeance if you ain't angry. Amen. You don't take vengeance if you ain't got some bitterness going on. Amen. So that's what we're talking about today. God says, let me handle this. This is a bad deal. It's a bad subject. Human anger is natural. It's not necessarily what? To get angry. You're saying, I just got to be like the little good Christian Mr. Clark, and I can't just like ever get angry at anything. I'm just always supposed to say, that's okay. That's okay. That's what's wrong with our world. You hear me? Whatever you want to do is okay. That's not what this is. Guys, human anger is natural. It's not necessarily evil. Anger is a necessary emotion that you have. I can't believe you're angry. Well, you know what? I should have been. But it don't need to be out of control, anger, does it? Yes or no? I don't need to have to go shoot somebody, right? Say. Or hit somebody to do something crazy. But it's part of life. It's a necessary emotion. It's normal and necessary. Anger. It's normal. But don't use that as an excuse after you just showed your tail. Amen. Say. I can't believe you're mad. It's normal. Yeah, but you showed your tail. Amen. Yes or no? You know what I mean when I said that showed your tail? I ain't trying to be ugly. I'm just talking. Amen? When Satan, this is a place, anger, wrath, this bitterness, this vengeance, this is a place where Satan can get a what in our life? A foothold. He can mess you up. And a lot of you can probably look back in your life and see there was a time in my life where Satan got a foothold like that on me. And it caused you a lot of damage. You might be listening or watching today. And this is where you are right now. Satan can get a foothold. Push me, buddy. Let's go. Human unrighteous anger is what in the Bible? It's what? It's what? Let's say it. 1, 2, 3, really loud. Human righteous anger is what in the Bible? It's condemned. There's no excuse for it. I've done it. I was wrong. Amen? Well, you're the preacher. I'll stand for probably twice the judgment then. You hear me? No excuses here. Stop making excuses. It's condemned. It's condemned. It's condemned. It's condemned. It's wrong, 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 wrong. Period. I remember when Mitch was a boy. I got so many stories that ain't funny. I'm riding down the road. I'm a young daddy. And something really ticked me off. I don't know if it's Mitch, if it's something at the house. I have no idea. But something happened. It's probably Mitch, to be honest with you. But it's okay. It's part of raising kids, right? And I hauled off and I hit the steering wheel back in the day. I mean, I was a big joker. I just look big now. Most of this is fat. But I'm just saying. But I hit that steering wheel. And there's my little boy looking at me. And that steering wheel, that horn got stuck. I hit it so hard. I took that as God going, "You're an idiot!" Had to get out, pull the truck over, lift the hood, ain't got the tools, undo the battery, because I don't know where the horn thing is. But this whole time, there's a kid going, his eyes are this big. I'm just saying, guys, it's not a good place for us to go. Yes or no? Amen? Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. And that's divine wrath. Let God handle this. For it is written, say it pretty loud with me, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the who." Do we call you Lord? Is your name Lord? Say, next time you get even, don't you think about that. Lord Gary. Lord Mickey. Lord have mercy. Amen. Say, if Mickey or I are Lord, you're shot. I'm going to tell you that right now. Amen. Give place to the Lord. The Lord. Therefore, if your enemy do what? If he hungers, your enemy hungers, what are we supposed to do? Say it. Feed him. I think Jesus is trying to make a good point here. Yes or no? If he's thirsty, give him what? I'll knock his teeth out. But that ain't what it said. For in so doing, you're going to do what? You're going to heap what? Coals of fire on his head. Now, I don't know what you'd rather do. Knock somebody's teeth out or burn their head off with a bunch of hot coals. Here's the point. God says, how about you do right and let me handle it? Okay? Because I got something called some hot coals. You ain't got none of them. Let the Lord handle it. You see that verse or not? Verse 21, say it with me. Be not overcome of what? But overcome what? Evil with what? I'm going to overcome evil with some more evil. No. Let me overcome the evil, God says. You do the good. Amen or oh me. How many looking back, you wish you would have done the good and not the evil that you did? See, you just got people all around you saying, listen to the pastor today. Amen. In case you don't think this is you, people all around you are going, listen, this is right. This is good. Amen. Rest in the Lord, the Bible says. Wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way. Somebody done messed you over, done you wrong, took your money, made a bad deal with you. And now he's over there sitting fat and happy and you sitting in the poorhouse. Don't you do that. Don't you fret yourself. Because of a man who brings wicked devices to pass, he's getting ahead in life and you ain't because you're doing right, but he's doing wrong and you're sitting there thinking, I'm going to do wrong. Cease from what? Anger. I don't like that in this country, by the way. I don't like it at all. I don't care what you think on this issue. It doesn't bother me. I don't like people getting mad because other people have. And they want to take from other people. Do you hear me? Yes or no? It's crazy. It's a horrible thing. But people are getting elected because it sounds good. Yeah, because there's a bunch of stupid people out there. The best way for this country is you to work. And you to work hard. If you can't afford something, don't buy it. You hear me? Stop borrowing. Amen. Get another job. Amen. Say, work hard. Save. Yes or no? No, I'll just do this and I'll just get over here and we'll take from other people. We'll get policies where I can take. It's crazy. That's a little side thing, but anyway. Honestly, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime to where it became a real winner. A real winner for political policy. It's crazy. Did y'all hear me or not? Listen. Cease from anger. I love helping people, helping the poor. That's different than getting angry, marching in the street, calling people evil because they've made it in life. Did I lose you? Yes or no? Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Forsake it. Forsake it. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. Stop thinking about getting even with people. For evildoers shall be what? But those that wait upon the Lord, they're going to inherit what? Evildoers are going to be cut off. And that's not the guy that did wrong to you. It's you doing wrong to him. You're going to be cut off. Got it? Say. Woo! I'm wore out already. This was just supposed to be reading scriptures. I wasn't even supposed to say anything right through here. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Where you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Look at this. Say this verse with me. Say it with me. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all what? And get rid of that too. All words that could all be put right under the word vengeance. Did you see that? When you and I are this way, and we don't give this to the Lord, we grieve the Holy Spirit. But I want the Holy Spirit in my life. He's looking at you going, who are you talking to? Look at all this mess in your life. How can I work through you? When you're trying to do my job, you being God. God doesn't like people taking His job. Be kind one to another. This is my daughter Elise's favorite verse in the Bible. Say it with me. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for whose sake? Christ's sake, has forgiven who? You. There's no excuses whatsoever for us to do this in our life. Give this to the Lord. Amen. Wow, what's the six shooter there for? Oh, I remember. Remove that. Take that away. One, two, three, four. Is there five? Huh. Oh, maybe it's the next one. Let's try the next one. Be kind to one another. That's one. Tenderhearted, two. Forgiving, that's three. I don't know. I thought of it. Who knows? I thought there were six bullets up there. But anyway, I think we might have six almost with that right there. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor. Oh, there's six right there. Is that right? There's six. Good. I couldn't see. My ear doesn't work. So I can't count either right now. I want you to remember that. I want you to remember that. You see that gun? My mama was shot with one of those. Six times. I want you to remember that when you let that bitterness in you, you remember this. You let that wrath in you, you let that anger in you, that clamor in you, that evil speaking in you, that malice in you, remember that six shooter. Did you hear me or not? When you think you're right, when you think I've got it under control, how many are glad when you were at the fit of anger or rage in your life, you're glad you didn't have a gun? Let me see a hand. Look at that right there. I'm just telling you, this is a killer. Vengeance is a killer in your life. Are we getting the message today? And I'm not trying to come down on you and hammer you. You've already admitted it like a dozen times. I'm just trying to make the point. God says, I got this. I got this. You can't handle it. Cast it on me because I care for you. Keep looking. Thanks, buddy. The Bible says, look diligently. You better look diligently to the Lord in this area in your life. Lest any man fail of the what? Now, that can mean a lot of things, but plain English, I'm going to tell you right now, you're saved by grace and you live by grace, and God's blessed you with His grace. Amazing grace, how sweet to sound. I'm going to tell you right now, unless you look diligently to the Lord, don't be surprised if you let this mess get inside you, you'll live just like the devil. And you will fail of the grace of God. You could have overcome this, but you want to go down this path? Did you hear me, yes or no? Now listen, when you don't do this and look diligently to the Lord in this area in your life and say, Lord, you're going to handle this. I give this to you. I mean, you've got to nail it with Him. Listen, the Bible says, a root of what? Lest a root of what? Bitterness will spring up and trouble you. Again, I'm just talking with you today. You think of the Dr. Phil show or something this morning. But here's the point. How many would say, something happened and it got stuck in my craw? And it stayed there, and I watered it a little bit. I talked about it. I thought about it. And later on, that thing became a real big issue in my life. Let me see some hands this morning. See there? That's what it's called. Vengeance, bitterness, clamor, wrath. Call it what you want. Listen, it'll spring up and trouble you. And this has always scared me. And thereby, say that last part, many be what? When I read that, I think of Mitch. I think of Elise. I think of daddy's anger or daddy's wrath or me getting even or me going to take it into my hands could absolutely destroy my children's lives. Do you hear me? And they grow up like that. They see that. And that's who they become. It's horrible, isn't it? Yes or no? I didn't grow up in a home where it was restrained. I grew up where, you know, there was fighting and anger and cussing and the worst language imaginable. That's why I learned to speak it. So everything I've learned, honest to goodness, I've learned from the Bible on how to be a husband, how to be a father. Now, I've had it modeled before me by other good men and women in my life. But I'm saying, guys, regardless of what you've been taught, you may have been taught like me. You were taught wrong. This is right. Say that with me. This is what? This is what? This is what? And I'm as man as much as any of you men in here. It ain't about being a man. It's about being a lunatic. Being a fool. You hear me? This is the right way. This is how we need to walk. Hebrews again, for we know Him that said, say it with me, vengeance belongs unto me. God speaking, I will recompense or repay, says the Lord. Again, say it with me, the Lord shall do what? Didn't we talk about that last week? Now look at this one right here. Say that one with me. It's a what? Fearful thing to fall into the hands of the who? Ha! You think somebody's scared of you? They might be. Won't you let Him handle it? It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Amen? We don't need to handle it. Let Him handle it. Amen? I won't make it through the whole message today, but that's okay. You know why? Because we've been preaching as we've been walking today. Amen? I do want to tell you a story, and I might do a little more, Ray, not much. Years ago, you may have heard this story. I've got so many stories, and I don't tell other people's stories because I got plenty of my own. But I came back to Florida after getting out of going to seminary school. It was a Calvary Baptist Church over here at 75 Pine Street, Inglewood, Florida, 34223. And they voted on me to come and assist my father-in-law to pastor. Years ago, I was young. And so they voted. And I had unanimous approval, other than one guy. You'd think somebody would be happy with 99%, wouldn't you? But this is crazy me we're talking about. And so I let that get in my craw. And I didn't like that guy anyway. He's a pain in the rear end. Okay? It's the truth. Older than me. So I let it fester. And some of you have heard this story before. So I'm in my truck one day. I'm driving from the church down to his house, which ain't but about maybe 12, 15 blocks away. And I'm going to beat the crap out of him. Not going to kill him. No, I'm just going to beat the snot out of him. This ain't playing. This is real. I'm in my truck. Boom. Riding down the road, about halfway down there, the Lord, he doesn't speak out loud to me, but in my conscience, he said, "You are an absolute idiot. What are you thinking, fool?" Just that quick. You ever had talks like that from the Lord say? Some of you, that quick, wham, wham. And so, thank God, I turned my truck around, not because I didn't want to, and I went back, and I actually had to catch my breath and everything, because this was crazy. So I didn't. He was wrong. He was not a good person. He was unkind. Just not a good situation. He's one of those people that you just cause trouble in church, to be honest with you. But I need to let the Lord handle that. Amen, right? Yes or no? Little did I know, 2 or 3 days later, 4 days, I don't know, it wasn't very long, he's out working around a sprinkler head. Sprinkler head. Pulling weeds. Be careful with this, guys. Pulling weeds. I'm pulling some weeds. I'm pulling some weeds. And there's fire ants right there. And they get him on the hand and come up his arm. And for long, got a bunch of them. Next time I saw him, he's in ICU with his head about 3 times of a normal size head. I go into the ICU, being the good pastor that I am. I'm horrible. But I go to the ICU to see him. And I'm feeling sort of bad, to be honest with you. And there's this man with this big balloon head. And I learned a valuable lesson that day. Gary, you turn things over to me. I'm not saying the Lord did that to the man, but that's the way I looked at it, to be honest with you. Amen? And what I said that day, looking at him in my heart, was, man, all I was going to do was hit him. Gosh. I could tell you story after story after story after story like that. Not the crazy head balloon thing. I ain't got too many of them. But of how people, I've had to just let that, I've had to let the Lord handle that. And I've lived long enough to see him do a far better job than I would have ever done. Do you hear me? It's a fearful thing to fall into the hand of an angry God. And I got to quit. There's a lot of message in there, Ray. But that's okay. You done good, buddy. One last one would be the day that my mother was murdered. I got the news. I was at a little house over in Fort Ogden. How many know where Fort Ogden is? There you go, a few of you. You ought to try to find it on a map and go there. It takes you less than an hour to get there from here. That's for you. And eat some food over there somewhere because it'll probably be tasty. That's just a clue, anyway. So I was at Fort Ogden, this little house I owned, back in 93. And I got the call that my mother had been shot by my stepdad. And it killed me. A couple of things happened out of that story that day. The Lord helped me. I didn't feel his hands on me or nothing. I'm not trying to be crazy, guys, but I felt his comfort. Say comfort. See, the Holy Spirit is called the what? The what? The comforter. We've turned him into the God that makes us flop like a chicken in church. He's the comforter. And he comforted me. And spoke to my heart. Not loud, loud words, but into my heart. He said, "All you've been preaching is true.
In essence, you've not needed this, but you've been giving it out to others. But now you need this. You need this comfort from the Lord. And I've got you. I've got you. That was one thing that happened out of that situation. But the second thing is this. It was almost as clear as crystal to me. I realized why there's a hell. Say hell. I realized why there's a hell. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt, my stepdad was in it. And to be honest with you, I've never dealt with a deep bitterness over that situation. You'd think I would be. People say, I can't believe you're still in the ministry after your mother was murdered. Why wouldn't I be? God didn't shoot my mama. Yes or no? God's the one that wrapped his arms around me. But God taught me in that lesson, Gary, let me handle this. Say that with me. Let me handle this. Does that make any sense to y'all this morning? Have you ever thought that God is a great God and a loving God and a good God because He handles the bad things in our life for us? Oh, I can't believe God would have a place called hell. Well, it's because you're not God. And guess what? I'm not taking my cues from you. And you didn't write the Bible, okay? Amen? God is a holy God. God is a righteous God. God is a just God. And because of that, there must needs be a place called hell. Yes or no? Amen. But it's not a place for me to send people or tell people to go or consign people to. It's a place that I have to just say, God, I can't handle this. God's called me to preach the gospel. Amen? Yes or no? He's called me to tell people about Jesus dying on the cross. Amen? Raising from the dead. He'll save every one of you, no matter how sorry your tale is. Amen? That's God's will for my life. Amen? By the way, that's God's will for your life. We're to warn people of hell, but we're never to wish that on people. Did I lose you a little bit? I know I'm a little sideways here in the message, but I hope you understand. Got it? Yes or no? Thank God that you don't have to have vengeance. And thank God that He has it. Did you hear me or not? You ever thank the Lord for His vengeance? You ought to. He says, vengeance is mine, I'll repay. Do you ever sit down sometime and say, thank you, Lord, for your vengeance? Because I can't handle it, Lord. Let's thank Him for His word this morning. Amen. Come on, I'm done. Praise the Lord. Boom. Good word today. Amen. Come on.